Greetings, and welcome to Lecture 8. Box A, Chapter 8 Goals. Our goal today is to learn how to save data from our program to a disk file, and also how to load data from a file to our program. We will work with both text files and binary files. You've probably all worked with such files in your day-to-day computer usage. For example, an HTML file is an example of a text file. The .h and .cpp files in which we write our C++ code are examples of text files. The Microsoft Windows program Notepad works with text files, so basically any file that gives legible results when loaded into Notepad is a text file. If you get a bunch of garbage when loading a file into Notepad, it's because it's a binary file, which Notepad doesn't know how to interpret. An example of a binary file would be the .bmp format, which stores images. Binary files are usually more memory efficient than text files, but text files have the advantage that they are directly readable and can be edited by hand. Box B, saving and loading data. So we save and load files all the time in our day-to-day computer usage. For example, when writing a book or lengthy paper, you won't write it all out in one sitting, so you'll need to be able to save your work so that it can be resumed at a later time. Similarly, a game player will not likely finish a role-playing game in one sitting, and so the ability to save and reload is important. The obvious place to save data is on the hard drive. Another reason for needing to save and load files is so that we can exchange data. You might want to save a file so you can send it as an email attachment, or upload a file to your website. Anyway, this is all basic stuff. Clearly, if you are learning to program, you recognize the need for the ability to save and load data. Box C, streams. A stream is essentially a flow of data from a source to a destination. It is analogous to a water stream. Water flowing down a stream is like data flowing down a stream. In the context of cout, which recall is an output stream, the stream flows data from our program to the console window for display. In the context of cin, which recall is an input stream, the stream flows data from the keyboard into our program. File I/O works similarly. That is, we use streams for file I/O as well. In particular, we instantiate objects of type ofStream to create an output file stream, and objects of type ifStream to create an input file stream. An ofStream object flows data from our program to a file, thereby writing data to the file. An ifStream object flows data from a file into our program, thereby reading data from the file. Box D, streams graphically. Here we give a simple picture of how to visualize a stream of data. An input file stream transfers data from the disk file and feeds it into the program. On the other hand, an output file stream transfers data from the program to the disk file.